This is Nurse Guzer News for the week of April 8th, 2019, and I'm your host, Rebecca Hartman Baker.
I attended the SIAM-CSE conference in Spokane, Washington, at the end of February. At the conference, I was able to get some time with a couple of very busy colleagues from other national labs who are working on the IDEAS ECP project. This exascale computing project funded project is focused on developer productivity and much more. You may already be familiar with their Best Practices for HPC Software Developers series of webinars. Keep listening to find out more.
Today's guest is David Bernholt. David is a distinguished R&D staff member and leader of the Computer Science Research Group at Oak Ridge National Laboratory. David has been using the internet since before it existed. David, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Rebecca.
So David, today's topic is the IDEAS project. So let's just start off with, what does that even mean?
So we call it the IDEAS Productivity Project. It's been around for a while, and in the current incarnation, we're funded by the DOE's Exascale Computing Project with the goal of supporting the extensive software development needs within the ECP. So there's lots of code teams working on both applications and software tools, and so a lot of software being produced, and there's concern about the productivity of the developers and the sustainability and maintainability of the code, and how we best improve scientific productivity overall. So this is not in any way unique to ECP, but ECP is putting some attention on this in a way that is not yet so common across the rest of the research world.
Okay. So that sounds like a pretty broad goal, though. So what kind of activities do you do to accomplish this?
Yeah, I kind of break down the project into two general areas. One is sort of internally facing, where we're working with the code teams themselves to help them improve their practices. And I think you've talked to Elsa Gonciarowski of Livermore for a podcast about some of that. We call that PSIP, or Productivity and Sustainability Improvement Plan. And it's really just a lightweight way that teams can work to improve their practices, and it applies sort of across the board. And then the other side of the project is sort of engaging with not only the ECP community, but the larger computational science and engineering and HPC communities to understand their experiences with software development and what they're finding works and doesn't work in terms of software engineering practices, and trying to look for things that we can distill out and document and use to help the ECP teams. So we do this in a number of ways. One of the ways that we, you know, try to encourage these discussions is to organize sessions at technical meetings, like we're here at SIAM Computational Science and Engineering 19 doing this interview. And here my colleagues and I from IDEAS have helped organize 5 different mini symposia with 20 different speakers talking about their software experiences one way or another. And we also had a topical poster group at the poster session Tuesday night that had 28 posters. And these are intentionally not just people from the IDEAS project, but we're engaging a lot of outside people to understand, like I said, what works and how they're able to improve their software practices, and looking for things that we can capture and translate to the community. So that's one big input. We do a lot of tutorials, and we also do a lot of webinars. And those are means of taking some of the things that we learned and packaging them up in, you know, sort of nuggets that people can more easily digest, we hope. The webinar series in particular has been going for a couple of years now. It started actually before the ECP started supporting our project. We had other funding, and that's a vehicle to engage outside speakers more directly. So we've done 27 webinars now. It's kind of a monthly series. And so we engage people from within DOE and ECP, but also many people from outside, once again, to talk about their experiences and ideas that might benefit people. And that's been very gratifying. We've had very good response to that. We've had, I think, 1,500 people attending the webinars in total. And we have, so a lot of people are coming live. We also make recordings and the slides available so people can look at them after the fact. And you can find those on the ideas-productivity.org website if anybody's interested. So that's a big thing. And then the tutorials are a way that's more focused. So the tutorials that we do are most often done at conferences. We're looking at how to branch out, maybe do a roadshow at some of the labs and places like that, where we would have significant audiences. But we do 3-hour and 6-hour tutorials on topics for better scientific software. And we often include a hands-on in the longer, we usually include a hands-on in the longer version so that people can work through some of the things. We have hands-on activities for testing and code coverage, but we also have some hands-on activities that are related to, you know, managing small software development teams and things like that. And so that's a way that we've been helping to refine the material, trying to teach people and getting their feedback about how that's received. Working with them on that. And that also feeds back to our work with the ECP code teams. And that's been very gratifying as well. It's a little bit smaller, which is why we're trying to think about other ways to enhance those activities, maybe going online with some of that stuff in the future, and we'll see what we can do with that.
Okay, yeah, that's really, really great. Yeah, so the webinars, we advertise those in the NERSC weekly email.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also an email, I guess, that you can get from the Ideas project.
Yeah, that's right. So we have on our website, we have an email list that you can sign up for, and we advertise Ideas organized events. So we would send out something for the webinars, each of the webinars. We would send out something for events like SIAM, where we have a lot of things that we organized, and supercomputing and other places where we're doing a lot of such events, just to let people know, give them an opportunity to join us at these activities.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of joining, there's this community resource, right, that you all have developed, a website.
Yes, that's another aspect of our outreach activities. It's a site called Better Scientific Software, BSSW.io. And what we're developing there is a community portal for information about improving software practices. So it's focused on computational science and engineering and HPC software developers. And really, it came about as a response to the recognition that if you just go and search Google for software engineering practices, you're going to find a lot of things that the general software development community knows, but may or may not be applicable to our world, HPC and computational science. And so we wanted to try to have a way to focus on those particular topics, figure out what's helpful for this community, how to tailor things like that. And so we have a variety of resources. We'll point to resources out on the internet that people find useful. People can provide original content. We have a blog series that I really like. A lot of the blog articles have been capturing success stories of how people have improved their software development practices and how that's impacted their projects' productivity. It's really nice to see how these things actually work, I think. Very positive. And so this is something that we in the Ideas Project have kind of stood up, but it's meant to be a community-driven portal. So we're looking for not only people to make use of the material there, but also to contribute to the material there.
So if I'm interested in contributing, what should I do?
So there's a page on bssw.io called that tells you how to get started contributing. We try to make it as easy as possible. We're still working through right now some of our editorial processes to get that cleaner and simpler. But basically, we have a GitHub repository that backs up the site. And so it boils down to more or less a GitHub pull request that many people are familiar with. And if you're not, we have some additional tools that can help work through that.
Oh, okay, cool. So now, there's also a Better Scientific Software Fellowship.
Yes, we have a lot of things that are named Better Scientific Software because we think it's a really important concept. And the fellowship that we've been able to offer for the last few years with support from the Exascale Computing Project is a way of reaching out to the community and bringing in additional ideas and voices that we don't necessarily have within the Ideas Project itself. So we're on the 2019 class that was announced a couple months ago of fellows is our second one, and we have four fellows and four honorable mentions each year, 2018, 2019. And they receive a modest amount of funding to facilitate activities that help promote software productivity and sustainability. And we particularly encourage them to engage in that with ECP community. So some of our fellows are producing tutorial content on topics that they have more expertise on. We had one at the Exascale Computing Project's annual meeting on peer code review. It was one of our fellows, Jeff Carver from University of Alabama. Those are just examples, and we're trying to do that on an annual basis just to try to broaden the discussion about better software, bring more voices into the picture.
Okay, well, that's all really great. All right, so David, switching gears a little bit, how did you get into doing this work?
Well, so that really started a long time ago. I was started doing research in quantum chemistry as an undergrad, and so I was writing a lot of code. And I quickly figured out how easy it was to produce some really ugly code that was hard to deal with. And so I was starting to look around and teach myself sort of how to do it better, trying to convince my colleagues, mostly without success, things like that. But eventually I got out into the wild and realized that there's this discipline called software engineering and that they're learning a lot about this, and started trying to make a study of it, but also came to the realization that other people have come to as well, that you know, the world of science and research software and HPC isn't exactly the same world of developers for Word and Git, you know, the Git software itself, the website and things like that, and that we needed to treat things a little bit differently. And so I've been trying to do that when I can, but then the opportunity came to get involved in the Ideas Project, and that was really something I've been looking for a long time. So it's been really exciting to be able to do this for the last few years in a more formal, supported setting. And I think it's a really good sign that that the community is beginning to recognize more the importance of software productivity and sustainability in their work.
Oh, well, I'm really glad that you're able to do this.
Me too.
All right, so finishing up, three things that you want NERSC users to know.
Well, I would encourage NERSC users to participate in some of the activities that we organize, tutorials or webinars, to contribute to the Better Scientific Software site, to use the Better Scientific Software site. That's really why it's out there. And yeah, the most fundamental thing I would say is that improving your software development practices doesn't have to be a big, scary thing. The best way to do this, in almost every case, is small, incremental improvements. And if you just keep doing that and work at it over time, eventually look back and you'll see tremendous changes in the way you work. And I've seen it time and time again when people are able to do this. It's very gratifying to see.
All right. Well, those are three great things. So thank you so much for joining me today, David.
You're very welcome. It's great to talk to you.